How did you first become aware of John and what he does, and what made you think that Cronos should work with him?
You know, I had known the name John Rose for years, and had heard various earlier recordings. And one time we were, Cronos was in Australia, and I went to a museum, and I cannot tell you what city it was in. We've played in various cities in Australia, but there was a fantastic exhibit, an exhibit of various fences. And I remember there was a CD that was available. The CD was very cool because it had a little part of a barbed wire fence as part of the CD. And so I picked this up and went back to my hotel and began to listen to the recording. And I couldn't believe the sound that was coming out of these fences. I remember at one point sitting in his apartment in Sydney. I don't know if it was on another trip or, you know, these things get lost in the fog of the past. But what isn't lost is the amazing idea that fences could be bowed and could become a musical instrument. As time has gone on, the work of Cronos, I think, has gotten more expansive. And I think that we've found ways to bring new images, new instruments, new composers, new elements into our concerts and recordings. So it didn't seem strange to me that somehow, sometime, somewhere, we might be able to find a way of bringing a fence into our concert. And with the proliferation of fences worldwide, it seemed almost a necessity. I remember early on in our discussions with John Rose, thinking that eventually, I wanted Cronos to be able to just kind of whip out a fence and begin to bow it anywhere, anytime in the whole world, wherever we were playing. And, you know, it's hard to say if we're going to be able to accomplish that. I mean, it's pretty complex traveling with four fences. But at least now I feel like we have this image in our work. And the idea that musicians can turn instruments of repression and violence and can turn these kinds of things into expressions of music. Several years ago, we visited John and Hollis Taylor in Australia, and we spent several days beginning to learn how to play fences. And we were out in the, you know, countryside actually bowing fences, and we were getting lessons in how to do this. And it was fantastic. You know, if we could take our audience there, that would be cool. That'd be great. But what we're going to be doing in concert now is actually bringing the fences into the concert hall. I think that allowing the history of what a string quartet concert is, allowing that history to include the sound of bowing a barbed wire fence, for me at least, is a very powerful image and something I'm very proud of. So our work, for me, is thoroughly satisfying, and it's a wonderful introduction to a new instrument.